League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
713-780-ESPN. Colton Gordon went to bed feeling good, woke up feeling good, and is cleared of any concussion concerns. His immediate reaction, quote, "My immediate reaction is I wish I'd have caught it. I'm glad I'm all right." Colton Gordon. Push-ups right after he got hit in the dome.
I'm a dog.
Didn't give up a home run to Jose Ramirez, though. So it kind of eliminated the dogness right there. Rafael Stone doubled down that Reed will have a bigger role on the team this season. Do you believe in Rafael Stone? Do you believe in Reed Sheppard?
So I think that's the thing. I believe that Rafael Stone and the organization believes that Reed Sheppard is ready to take the next step. I mean, he's honest in the fact that, you know, they love everything about him. And they keep saying that now he's in the gym every day and that he's working on being more physical. And he is accepting the fact that they want him to play a significant role off the bench, whether it be at point guard strictly or in multiple situations, being on the floor more often. The fact is do you believe that he's going to be able to defend NBA players? Do you believe that he's going to consistently make the shots? And if he's going to play point guard, as much as we hear he's doing all the right things and working on his ball handling and making decisions, we saw bad decision-making last year, and we saw less than from the offensive perspective of his ability to handle the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think Reed's going to be fine as a backup point guard. I don't think we're going to be sitting here being like, oh my goodness, Reed's a bum. I think he's going to be fine. Like, do I expect him to be one of the Rockets' best five players? No, but they're not asking him to. They're asking him to be one of their best 10 players. I think that he's going to be fine in the role they're asking him to be.
I think that from the perspective of this team, I think when you know that they've got a little more than $3 million to play with, you know that it looks like right now they're probably going to go into the early season without adding anybody else from this point through maybe Christmas, that it's going to be interesting that that's going to be his runway. His runway is going to be starting the season, we're going to see what he can truly do. He's not going to get in there and Stone said in his press conference, hey, look, we carved out minutes for him in the early portions of the season. Well, now these minutes are going to be more significant because it's out of his own mouth when he said, you know, that we are no longer, you know, trying to kind of get these guys ready to go and build up guys. We need guys that can go. He's got to go. And I don't care what he does in the summer league from points perspective. I care that he is handling the basketball, that he's playing defense, that he is being more physical and accepting more punishment if the people play physical with him and making the right decisions with the basketball in his hands, because that's what he's going to be asked to do. And nothing more than that, I don't think, because of how talented the rest of the roster is.
So do you think he's going to do it?
I believe he can. So yes, I believe that he is capable, and I think that he will. If he doesn't, I think that they are going to sit in the position that they are currently in, because I think when you look at some of the guys that are still out there, that they're, you know, depending on how long it takes Dame Lillard to recoup, Dame Lillard's looking to win a chip. And he's already getting all the money that he needs from Milwaukee. He's looking for a situation where he can win a chip and contribute. He could contribute on this team. I think that CP3, the Bucks already talked to CP3. They were trying to get to him, but he said he wants to play closer to home. If he doesn't want to play that, but he's familiar with Houston, would CP3 not start the season with a team and then find a team? Well, again, because the one thing missing from his resume is a championship. So is there backup plans out there from a veteran perspective, even buyouts later in the year, that if Reed doesn't, would they be opposed to moving on from him by midseason? Not for the long haul, but by trying to find somebody else? I think they would.
I think that's the backup plan. Like, that's the exit plan. Like, mm-hmm. Reed Sheppard's going to have every opportunity to carve out a role. And I don't think the role is that large. I think it's the 9th, 10th guy on this team. Just whenever you're on the floor, don't kill us, quite frankly. I think the exit plan would be, if he's not succeeding in that role, that point of the calendar, let's see what's out there. Because they're not doing anything else before the start of the year. I think they're done. I mean, Rafael Stone said yesterday in his press conference, like, we're a hard tax at the first apron. I think the roster we're going to have is the roster we currently have. And that's from the horse's mouth.
Right. And I think that when you look at it from the perspective of the only other thing that would change anything would be if Fred got hurt. If you had injuries. Sure. Because now you've got to react on the fly. You do have a little money to play with, but you also know you need somebody else to handle the basketball. And I know Holiday's on the roster. But when you look at that from that perspective, that might force the issue quicker. But at the same time, this is the key right now. This is it for Reed, to where if you're looking for that one shining opportunity for you to step in and actually take a real role on this team, this is it. But don't think it's going to last forever, because this team has grandiose expectations, to where if you're not, they'll find someone that will.
When it happens on the calendar matters too, though. Like, if Fred VanVleet gets hurt in camp, like, everybody's going to be used up, and like, teams aren't going to be trading then.
Right.
So, like, when it would happen, too. Hopefully it doesn't happen. 713-780-ESPN, texture 321, Israel hate text on Reed, laughing emoji. Nope, one better. He's on the phone. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Israel, you're in the Hive. What's up?
What's up, fellas? It ain't that I hate him, you know what I mean? But a number three pick got to produce. That's just the bottom line. He had when they picked him number three, he had the opportunity right then. He's now, the ante is up. They got more vets. They trying to win the whole chip. They ain't got time for him. When they signed Aaron, when they signed him back, Reed can't outplay him. When they get in practice, he can't hide on defense. That's his thing. He's okay with the three. He can shoot the three a little bit. The 10th league level for that coach, Stone is not the coach. He's not going to be like, when the 10th league level come up, for them to try to win this chip, the defense is key, especially with this coach. Reed Sheppard just not defensively inclined. And his three ability is not that. And he can't dribble. He ain't got no midi. I mean, bro, he did a good thing at whatever college he went to. Kentucky,
yes.
He did great there. But this is a different level. And Aaron is going to make him look. That's why they signed him. Aaron, he can't outplay him. I don't care what pick he was, he cannot outplay him. And with KD, when they in that practice, they'd be like, man, coach, I don't know. And with KD in the talk, because they'd be talking. Man, coach, man, this guy right here, bro. We ain't got time for him. We trying to get this. All right, KD. Hey, Reed. You at the bottom. You at the last on there. And they got a great team, bro. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he'd be the 12th man on the bench somewhere, you know what I mean? But I don't plan on VanVleet. I don't plan on him actually getting hurt. So
neither does he, but it can happen, Israel. Israel, it can happen. But here's the thing I got to ask you about what you said. You don't think that Stone and Ime are on the same page? Because if Ime doesn't think he can play, he may be the first one to tell Rafael, we got to get another guard in here.
I understand that they're on the same page. If he picked the owner, if they picked him number three, first of all, the owner's like, yo, this guy, y'all wasted a number three pick on this guy. This guy is just not producing. A number three pick, I can see the second round. They can't trade him now for a number one. Right now they say, okay, give us a second round. They leave like, ain't nobody want Reed. I'm sorry, y'all can cheerlead. Hey, just like you talk about Tremble, like you could talk about Tremble. I think Tremble is an MLB player. You don't think he is? I think he is. Reed is just a number three bust. Tremble ain't on his level. If we gonna talk about sports, we got everybody on the table. All right, man.
Rack 'em.
Appreciate it, Israel. You can't spell Reed without D. I'll say that, Israel.
I think Reed has a mini too. It's just
can't spell Reed without D. He said he had no D in his game. He's got it in his name, Israel.
Explaining it doesn't help the joke.
My bad. I'll just wear that one. I'll just
terrible puns.
I'll take the L on that one. I couldn't help myself in my cheesy, terrible puns. Is it a boomer take of me that I don't like the word chip?
I don't really like it either.
I don't like the word chip.
I don't know if it makes us boomers, but
I think it makes us boomers. Maybe. You know, I definitely think it makes us boomers.
I don't know when that came in. Because
it became a cool way to say championship.
Like, my entire life it was just championship, and all of a sudden I woke up one day and everyone was saying ship. I don't know when it happened.
I'm even okay with ship.
I don't even like that.
I don't mind ship, because, I mean, ship is at least in the word.
Yeah,
what is chip?
Chip's not in the word.
What is chip? You took the first letter and then the last three letters and just put them together. That means championship now. How? I don't like it.
I don't mind it. I mean, I was
get off our lawn.
I was more annoyed with the LOB, trying to win the LOB, the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Oh my God, that was big for a while, and it drove me nuts.
Never heard that. Like,
yeah, everybody wants to chase the LOB. No, and most people don't know who Larry O'Brien was, or that the trophy's named after it. If you want to say a ring, I get it.
Yeah, ring's fine.
I don't like the chip. I'm just not a fan of that. It's like, you're just getting rid of a bunch of letters in the word. I don't know. Again, I'm a boomer. I'm not, but I am. Shepard needs to get that fight in him like John Stockton. He needs to go out there and be a beast on defense and offense. Why Stockton? Why did you mention Stockton? Why didn't you say like Dylan Brooks? Why did you say he needs to get that fight in him like Stockton?
I mean,
why did he say Stockton?
Get him a Ford Escort and a whole lot of dirtiness and let him play, because Stockton was dirty and he wasn't afraid to get in there. He didn't want to fight anybody.
I don't mind my players being dirty. I have no problem with it. It came from the movie Hardball, says a texter, Chip. I've seen Hardball. I don't remember the quote.
Oh, the Keanu Reeves movie?
I don't remember the quote.
Yeah.
I don't remember him saying it. I believe that he said it. I'm just saying my memory's fuzzy. Texter said it was a movie. It was from a movie called Blue Chips. No, that's not the same thing. Blue Chips is not the same thing as Chip. Chip means a championship.
Yes, it does.
Blue Chips means a blue chip recruit.
Correct.
It's not the same thing.
That was the Nick Nolte movie with Shaq.
Yep.
Penny.
Blue Chips.
Yep.
And Penny, yeah.
There was another dude, another player in there, too.
There
was a couple on the other team.
Yeah, I think it was a UCLA player, I want to say.
I can't remember. Yeah, Bobby Knight was in that movie.
Yep.
That was a great
I really like
that movie. Great movies. It's probably too strong, but I did like that movie. I will trust Ime until I can't. That's how I feel about things, too. He knows what he's doing. I'm not too worried. I'd like a backup point guard if a Mim or Reed don't pan out, but I'll trust an Ime. That's fair. Give Reed another year before calling him a bust. I mean, people can have their opinions, and then opinions can be wrong. We all know that. If they don't believe in Reed, they would have targeted guards, not more forwards and centers. Yeah, I think we all can agree that they believe in Reed. I think the argument here is, are they right to believe in Reed?
Yeah, I mean, I think until we see him consistently on the court, it's going to be the never-ending question, because this team has done so much to like fill holes and prove that they are, you know, loaded for bear to chase a chip. You're welcome. But at the same time, if this guy truly is, we're being told right from the get-go, this guy's going to have a role, then all eyes are going to be on him. And until he gets on the court and he plays against NBA competition, he kind of proves these naysayers and people that question him wrong, then we're going to continue to sit there and say we need to see more of Reed Shepard, because, you know, a 3-4 minutes here or there is not going to get it done either to prove what he's going to be. But this is it for him. I think this is a big, big opportunity for him, and I don't know what happens in terms of his development if indeed he doesn't do it this time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's it for him.
No, I'm not saying the end of his career, but I'm saying, like, because I think to Israel's point, I think you'd get a first-round pick for Reed Shepard right now. I think Rafael said that. He said in the press conference it wasn't us shopping Reed when his name was being floated out there in deals. It was teams inquiring about Reed. I think there's plenty of teams that believe in Reed Shepard that would give you a first-round pick for Reed Shepard right now.
Yeah, but that's not a win. Like, he was the number three pick in the draft last year. Like, getting a second half of the first round draft pick for Reed isn't great. Like, yes, like, I'm not arguing with you about his value. Mm-hmm. But if you were to flip Reed Shepard, the number three pick in last year's draft, for the 18th pick in this draft, that's a major loss.
Should be.
That's a terrible return on investment.
On your part. Yeah. But I still think, to Israel's point, if you couldn't get a second round pick for Reed Shepard, or most you could get a second round pick, I disagree vehemently.
Yeah, I do too.
That you could get a first round pick for him.
If you trade it in, like, this is hypothetical. If you were to trade Reed Shepard for the highest possible pick before this year's draft, what do you think it would have been?
In that 9-10 range.
Okay, see, I think it's outside of the top 10.
I think it's right there at 9-10.
Like, is Phoenix trading Malawach for Reed Shepard?
I mean, they're desperately needing bigs.
Yeah, that's probably not fair of a question for me, to be honest.
But I think that if they had a big on their roster, I think they would be more intrigued with the upside of Reed versus Malawach. Because I think Reed, offensively, that's where his upside lies.
Yeah.
On the NBA level.
I feel if Udoka felt Reed wasn't him, he would have gotten him traded along with Cam for someone he believed in. See, the other part of this too is the cap. Like, Reed Sheppard has a rookie contract. You can't trade a rookie contract for the $25 million salary. Right. The Rockets are up against it. The Rockets are full. They're right up against the first apron. Rafael Stone mentioned it yesterday. So they couldn't just trade Reed Sheppard, and they really don't have contracts to trade anymore because they brought in Kevin Durant, and that took a lot of money to bring in Kevin Durant. So it's not as simple as, oh, Reed Sheppard for a backup point guard, because every decent backup point guard is making at least $15 million.
And no, you're right. But I think here's the other thing. When you want to, you can't put him in the same boat as Cam, because you can't question what this kid has done to try and make himself better. He's doing everything they ask. Every time they sent him down to the G League, he welcomed it. The off-season workouts, he's in the gym before anybody told him that he had to be in the gym. He's listening to everybody. He's doing everything they ask. When they watch him on the court and they put him, you can't put him in the G League anymore because he's already proven he's better than anybody in the G League. It's now just coming to the grips of when is he and if he's going to be whatever he can truly be to maximize his potential on the NBA level. Because they love everything about his attitude, his intelligence on the floor, and his ability to kind of fit into the team scheme. That was the biggest problem with Cam. That's why, without saying it, they're done babysitting. Because it doesn't matter how talented a guy is. If he's not going to do the things that the organization and the head coach ask you to do, at a certain point, then they're just done putting the effort into it.
Ship came from a hardball. They chanted, "We go into the ship." What? Ship is different than chip. Ship and chip are not the same thing. The texter, whoever said Chip is from Hardball, is clearly deaf. They sang a song that said, "We go into the ship," not Chip. So apparently Chip did not come from Hardball.
Okay. I just think that it's a matter of pronunciation, that some people say champion Chip.
That's not pronunciation. That's a totally different word. Ship and chip are totally different words.
It depends on what part of the country you're from. That people what? Say people say championship. They don't say champion chip. They will roll an S in there.
I am so confused right now. Yes, ship is fine. Chip is not. Chip is not a word. I mean, it's a word, but it's not a word that should mean championship. Why do they say chip?
Because in their mind, it's short for championship.
So you're saying people thought championship had a C in it?
Oh, yeah.
At the back end?
Oh, yeah.
And the I way don't
they
think so.
The way they pronounce it? I think so. It's always been a slang term for a championship.
Okay, that's different than they thought that there was a C at the end of championship.
Parts of the country, we know how different parts of the country pronounce words differently. I think there are people that try to accentuate it like there's a C there.
I don't think it has to do with pronunciation in part of the country. I think it is a cool, hip, modern word that people use. I don't think it was ever a mispronunciation.
Okay, we disagree.
What part of the country are they saying championship?
I think up north. I think that
I mean, that's your country. Were you ever saying championship?
Yeah.
You said championship?
I think when I was younger, I probably did. I think up
that.
North that I would hear people pronounce it with more of a ch than a sh.
I just don't think of mispronunciations as using a completely different word. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But championship.
I think chip was like a cool way to say championship.
Probably.
Well, now everybody's doing it. It's like it is the hip thing to do.
I don't think it was ever. I mean, I'm just giving you my point of view. Like, maybe you guys said it in Milwaukee championship, but
I'm not trying to like dummy down Milwaukee. But I'm saying that in parts of the country, we all know there's mispronunciations of words depending on where you are in the country.
I just never thought championship was one of them. Like tournament, sure. Like, but championship and championship.
Yeah, I'll stand by that.
Okay, 713-780-ESPN. I don't know for sure, but it's the first two and last two letters, so it's short for championship. I know what it's short for. I think it's stupid. I think it's a stupid, modern, hip thing to do. And look, I'm not the guy you look at for modernness. Wisconsin, right country, guys. I don't know what that means. Somebody's smoking some of that good stuff. I don't know which one he's referring to. Could be either one of us. When you win in poker or blackjack, you get the chip. Win a chip. That's not what that means.
But it's
that's
actually called a poker chip, yeah, so it's not changing the word.
That's not where chip came from. The word chip, whenever it's in relation to a championship, was a cool way to shorten the word championship. And by shortening the word championship, they took the first letter and the last three and combined it. That it didn't come from poker or blackjack. Mm-mm. What was the other theory that they had?
The
It's Urban Dictionary, this.
By the way, Blue Chips had Calbert Chaney, I think, who we were thinking of.
And Ed O'Bannon.
And Alan Easton.
Ed O'Bannon.
See, like, okay, the Urban Dictionary didn't have a very good definition of it. They're talking about, like, the chip on your shoulder. See, like, that's okay. Like, we've heard chip on the shoulder forever. Like, that's always been a thing. Won the chip? Why don't you say you won the championship or won the ship? I don't even like ship, now that I think about it.
I like it more than chip, though.
I like ship more than chip.
Yes.
I prefer to say championship.
Agreed.
The title, the ring. Like, why are we making it chip? That doesn't even sound good.
Okay. I think this is your get off my lawn moment.
That's what I said at the very beginning.
Yeah, I know. I get it. It's normally pointed at me. Normally it's me.
You are taking this way too far. Who cares? A lot of people. Text line's on fire about this. 713-780-ESPN. Maybe you're on something with pronunciation. Think of Texas saying chest of drawers. Texans do add the R to like warsh and stuff like that. You ever notice that?
Yeah,
like
the warsh. East Coast does naked, warsh, birthday.
Yeah. Rack and Pete, I'm Hispanic and definitely had a relative who would say championship. Mm-hmm. See, I'm half Mexican. I'd never had a relative that said championship.
And I'm Mexican.
Ever. I hadn't heard chip until like 3 years ago. Well, a little longer than that. Maybe like last 7 years. I think it's the last 7 year term.
I think the way it's being constantly floated around there as frequently as it is, I think it's more recent than that. I think it's in the last couple of years.
Hold on a second. You're saying that you've only heard it the last couple of years?
No, I think the last couple of years it's become like a modern hip slang term for the championship.
Okay. Next person to say championship is going to get pistol whip. chip. Lay's invented it. Okay. Yeah. Lay's invented it. Depending on how Reed grew from his lack of playing time last year, is it a learning experience for him being a stud to a reserve? Has it crushed his ego or has it brought him down? I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. He's still young. And I think that, you know, he's got parents that both played the game. And everybody knows that, you know, everybody's different. I know Israel expects that all number three picks overnight just become good if they're going to be good. And you look at Chauncey Billups, you look at some of the guys that took longer to kind of finally hit their stride. But I don't think that he's lost confidence. I mean, he knows he can get 50 in a G League game. It's just he knows it's taking work. And part of it is working on his body to kind of mature and get stronger to take the beating of an NBA game.
My Hispanic accent will pronounce it as chip, but I would never write it like that. Laughing face emoji. I've never heard somebody mispronounce it that way.
Yeah, I would never write it, but I've heard it.
I've never heard somebody say champion chip. Oh, I've never heard that. Have you?
I have.
No, I've never heard that.
I've never heard champion chip. Ever. We had this discussion at work the other day, and 8 out of the 11 people that were in the conversation all agree that abbreviating championship with the word chip is flat out stupid. You work with the finest people, Dexter.
Well, 8 out of the 10 finest people.
8 of the 11.
Oh, 11.
It comes from shortening the word and getting that chip off your shoulder. It comes from shortening the word, but does it come with chip off your shoulder?
Do you think who invented
like the shortening of the word with the modernness and coolness of the word was like, we're going to call it chip because it also means that chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's a stretch.
And like, I mean, we would have to talk to like who invented the genesis of the nickname chip to really know. So it's all a theory from everybody. I'm having a tough time buying that one.
Yeah,
because people will say, like, I want to get the chip. So that wouldn't really relate to getting the chip off your shoulder. Like,
you want to win it.
Yeah, that doesn't really fit.
He's going to get the chip. And plus, like, if people who've won one before say it again. I want another chip. Mm. So you get another chip off your shoulder? I don't think that's the genesis of it.
It has nothing to do with poker chips or getting it off your shoulder. No. It's about winning the ring.
All right. Never know what you get with the Killer Bees.
Yeah, this wasn't on the rundown tonight.
Yeah, normally we're debating like our favorite brands of chips or the worst chips.
Not Sun Chips. Those are terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, and those
are
your favorites.
50 better? Was that how many?
I had 50 better chips than Sun Chips. And I could probably do 100.
You think the ladies down the hall think there are 50 better chips than Sun Chips? Yes. After Lance brought them the garden salsa?
Yes, they're Spanish speakers. Spanish speakers don't like Sun Chips. You kidding me?
You should know.
You think that Sun Chips are like a big seller in Mexico?
But he got them garden salsa because, you know.
Yeah, garden salsa is a joke. That's a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10 on the pica meter. You go to Mexico, they have like flaming hot stuff on everything. Takis and like they, have you ever seen like the chips in Mexico? Whenever we went on our cruise, I think it was last summer, wasn't it? We went to the grocery store just to like see like the cool stuff that they had there. Like every single chip had a spicy flavor. Every single one of them. They would laugh at Salsa Garden. You know what chip I didn't see on the chip aisle? Sun Chips.
They're not rocking with it.
No. 713-780-ESPN. Cash them or trash them with the bees. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's cash 'em.
That is so good, but that's exactly right.
Or trash 'em.
This is your hot take.
Seems like an overreaction.
With a killer bees.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash 'em or trash 'em with a B. 713-780-3776. Cash 'em or trash 'em. Brendan Heights driving for Uber and lady in the back seat was probably very confused while I was listening to two guys argue about chip versus ship for 10 minutes. It's July. It's July, Brent. And I'm sure she got a little bit of radio greatness. Winning a Marconi. I'm cashing that using the word chip to abbreviate is very idiotic, says a texter. YouTube, I think it was Alan. Alan said that the genesis of that word, it was Drake saying it after the Raptors won. He said, "I need my chip with the dip." I don't think that was the genesis of it. I think it was already out before that.
I think it probably was, too.
Yeah, I don't think that
was... It's just the abbreviated word with their own spin on it to put the C in.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's dumb. Cash or trash, 713-780-ESPN. What's your cash or trash, Blinkers?
First one I got is the Astros will not make a deal at the deadline.
Trash.
And live with what they have coming back off the
trash. Yeah, trash.
You don't think they're going to make... I think there's a chance they don't make a deal.
I think they'll make a deal.
Just to say you made a deal?
Yeah, I think they'll make a deal.
Okay. Go with the competitive balance tax?
Maybe not.
Yeah, I would agree with Joel if the idea is they're not going to go with the competitive balance tax. I don't think they will, but you're right. It could be another move that's either cost neutral or something that actually even saves them a little bit more, so...
Yeah, they could trade Chaz, save a few
right.
bucks.
Right, so I guess for that reason, I'll trash it. I do agree, though, that they're not going to go over the competitive balance tax.
Well, I don't think they're going to be, like, splashes at all. But I like, Dana Brown not doing anything, I don't see it. I think they make at least one move.
I don't want to think that it's like Daryl Morey, where you have to keep your streak alive every year and make one move. I hope that if they do, it's something that can still benefit this team. I'm leery of them not wanting to spend the money.
What'd they do last year at the deadline? They did some stuff last year at the deadline.
Yeah, I'm
2 years ago
now.
They traded for Verlander again. So like Dana will. I mean, Dana's like low key Will and Dylan son of a gun.
Yeah,
like he's more of a quiet. He's not. I would say more of a tame.
The second Verlander trade though wasn't at the deadline though, wasn't it? Wasn't it
Verlander?
The second one.
It was deadline. No, it was pretty close to the deadline.
I thought it was more closer to July 1st than the end of July.
No, I want to say it was closer to the end of July because it was something that had been talked about for like weeks and like they were wondering if it was going to get done. No, it happened.
Oh
pretty
no,
close.
You're right because it happened. Didn't it happen the same day as Fromber's no hitter.
I think that was the next day.
Was it the next day?
I think Fromber threw a no hitter the next day, but it was towards the deadline.
Kikuchi,
of course.
Caleb Ferguson.
Let's go, Kikuchi.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Caleb Ferguson.
I would like to forget about Caleb Ferguson.
I forgot all about Caleb Ferguson. Yeah, but the Kikuchi trade was a big one last year. I forgot about Kikuchi. He's an all-star. That's who he is, Israel.
Yeah, this year.
You say Kikuchi's an all-star.
Yep.
An all-star. So. I wouldn't mind trading for Kikuchi again. But he makes a lot of money. Was that their only two trades, Ferguson and Kikuchi?
I believe so.
They signed Neris again last year. Yeah, I think those were their only two trades.
And they signed Hayward later. Yeah, that was the only two deals.
Yeah, I think they'll make a trade. I think he'll make a trade. It will be interesting to see if they go into the competitive balance tax. What was your other one? You said you had more than one?
Let me look it up. You guys go with yours.
Justin Verlander should have been an MLB legend pick for the All-Star game. Clayton Kershaw, if you missed this, was an MLB legend pick. Whoa, Verlander's not having a good year. It doesn't matter. If you're having a good year to be an MLB legend pick. To be an MLB legend pick, Robert Manfred has to deem you a legend. And he deems Clayton Kershaw a legend with 216 wins and 3,000 strikeouts. You know how many wins Justin Verlander has? 262. That's more than 216 last I checked. I was a math major for a semester. You know how many strikeouts Justin Verlander has? 3,476. He has 476 more strikeouts than Clayton Kershaw. You know who's better in the postseason? Not including the World Series. Justin Verlander is better in the postseason than Clayton Kershaw. Robert Manfred, if you're calling Clayton Kershaw a legend and he's got to be on the All-Star team, you should be doing the same thing for Justin Verlander.
I think I'm trashing this because Verlander has come close to saying he's done. He's not going to say
he's done. Has Kershaw?
I think Kershaw has kind of hinted around this might be his last season. Verlander hasn't, so I'll trash.
It's a weak trash.
Does he have to be in his last season, though, to be a legend pick?
But I don't think that's why. I think what the bigger point is, I think it's ridiculous that Manfred decided to do this.
Cabrera was an all-star his second to last year. So, final year kind of loses some credibility with that.
I don't think they should do it at all.
I agree with that.
I don't know that. I think Verlander's more of a guy that I don't think would be wanting to do that. I don't think he wants the charity vote. I don't know why, you know, and Kershaw, I don't know anything about him to say whether he likes it or not.
That shouldn't factor into this conversation, though. You might be right about that.
I don't like the invitation being sent.
I'm with Brian. I don't really care that they have this. I'm okay with them having
it. As long as it doesn't count towards, oh, he had 17 All-Star games. Yeah. That's a part of his Hall of Fame credential. Like, as long as they strike out the legendary, I'm totally fine with it.
I think they should just strike out All-Star game, period.
Sure, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Like, if you want to include it in the bio, okay, whatever. But in terms of, like, arguing all-time greats or, like, Hall of Fame candidacy, that shouldn't be included.
Yeah, it's like the Pro Bowl. It's gotten so watered down now where every team has to have a representative is that you might not be having an extraordinary season. You just might happen to be on the right team that sucks and there's nobody else to pick.
Yeah.
Because I think that's pretty much how Kikuchi got it. His ERA is really low. His one-loss record's terrible.
Kikuchi deserves it.
From an ERA perspective and from his – yeah, I just – he's.
Well, I mean, win-loss record's a terrible way to grade a pitcher these days.
No, but I'm just saying overall – yes, ERA deserves it. But, I mean, look, there's plenty of guys when you look team to team and you go, you got to have someone from the White Sox and the Rockies and all those. So it's watered down.
When did they bring that rule back? Because that went away for a little while.
I don't think it did. I don't remember there being a time where there was never a representative from each team.
Because I remember when Jason Castro got his All-Star appearance because he was the only Astro that was having a semi-decent year. But I thought the rule got done away with, at least for a little while. There's actually news to me that it was back. But
I think it was – in the last 10 years.
I think it's always been there. I don't think it ever went away.
It's never gone away?
I think so.
It went away. I'm going to look it up.
I thought it went away. I could be wrong.
I don't think it did. 713-780-3776. Help us out, I guess. Brian, what's yours?
I think Jaden Higgins, Iowa State rookie, Texans second-round pick, is going to easily surpass Christian Kirk and really not even have this take till the midpoint of the year to be the team's, no doubt, number two wide receiver and beat Kirk in basically all major receiving categories.
Ooh, define it for me.
How so?
What is better mean? Like, is it one of those?
Beat him in receptions, yards, all touchdowns. Yeah, all three.
I think
he's going to have a better year all around than Christian Kirk production wise.
I'll trash it. I don't think he beats him in all three. I think he could be the second best receiver, but I don't think he beats him in all three.
Okay, so you're going more. You're saying he could surpass him as far as like eye test.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think at the end of the year, we're like, who is the Texans' second best receiver? I would actually give Higgins the edge. Like, if you said, give me your top three receivers at the end of the year, I would go Nico, Higgins, Kirk. But I don't think he sweeps the stats over Kirk.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. I just think, and especially early on, I think Kirk's going to get plenty of looks. I think he's going to be good.
So, I do too, but part of this is Kirk's missed what, like, 12 games the last 2 years. Maybe you say injury prone is not a real thing, but he's missed a lot of games.
See, this is not something I would bet unless you gave me an injury insurance.
Sure.
Like, if you're like, I would bet that Christian Kirk will have more receptions than Jaden Higgins, but I would need like a 14 game minimum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, so,
like,
that makes sense.
It's definitely in play. Like, I'm not demeaning it at all. Because I think it is in play. And, like, Higgins is going way ahead of Christian Kirk in fantasy drafts, too.
Oh, for sure. He should, too. Especially in best ball.
Should he?
In best ball, yeah. I think he's – because your best ball, you're playing upside.
Full-point PPR? Kirk's going to rack up a bunch of receptions?
Yeah, but he hasn't proven he could stay on the field to rack up those receptions.
That is true. All right. What was your segue? Did you pull it up, Linkers? It is thundering.
I did. The Rockets are going to add a veteran to this team that will end up contributing in the rotation by the end of the season.
So at any point of the season?
At any point in the season. Because I got to believe right now that they're not going to add a 15th man. And they're going to save that money.
So in the rotation?
As in like top 8? Top 9? What are we talking here?
We said top 10 is normally the rotation in the regular season. You said top 10.
I didn't say top
10
was in a rotation. I said they're counting on Reed to be a top 10 player.
I'm just trying to figure out how good this player has to be to quote unquote crack the rotation.
I'll cash it because of injury. Like if a guy goes down, I think they're gonna try to add to the team to like, you know, help him out. And it could be as minor as like Tari. Like getting Tari's minutes would be part of the rotation. So I'll cash that. I'm hoping it doesn't happen actually. I'm hoping that they don't need that.
I'm kind of intrigued by the possibility of adding a veteran late that could be like a difference maker.
It just depends on what the season looks like. Like if Reed Shepard's playing well and everybody's healthy, they're not going to do that.
But if you get a chance to get a Dame on the cheap or a guy like that.
It depends on how they're performing.
I guess. The one guy that's out, and I think he's going to the Clippers anyway, but there's no way because I saw people throwing Beal's name as a guy the Rockets could sign to get a true two guard. Whatever happened or didn't happen in Phoenix, I don't think KD's playing with Beal another year. But I do think that Dame would be in play depending on his rehab and where he's at.
The other thing, too, is like those guys are going to be signed. So, like, whoever signs those guys would have to be bad and then buy them out. Like, is whoever signs Damian Lillard going to be a bad team where they're buying him out at any point during the regular season?
I don't think Lillard's going
to
sign.
See, I do.
I think he's going to wait and rehab and then pick his spot.
I think it's going to be the other way. I think he's going to sign rehab with the team.
We'll see.
We shall. This cash or trash is from Lakin Tomlinson. Do you know who that is?
Texans guard. Yeah.
He told Texans radio in an interview posted last week, I believe the offensive line could be the strength of a team.
Of this team? Yeah. This year?
No, wait, hold on. Read that quote again.
Yeah, maybe I misread the quote.
Because I thought you said the offensive line could be the strength of a team, which is...
That's a lot different than the way that I meant it.
Yeah, because that... Yeah, an offensive line could be the strength of a team. Will it be the strength of this team? That's an entirely different question.
Okay, yeah, I misread that. That's my bad. Put me on the list. Car wreck of the day.
You just made the list!
The way that I read that was I believe the offensive line could be the strength of this team. But he said a team. And I do... Okay, yeah, that's my bad.
That's not even really a take.
No, he's right.
Lakin,
yeah, he's right. That's my bad. I misread that. That's on me. I need to be better. I will strive to be better the rest of the week.
Go back
I can't
and look
promise
at the film.
It.
Yeah, go back and
happen.
Look at the film, Gary.
Yeah, that's a mistake. I believe offensive line can be the strength of a team. Yeah, that's fine. I cash it. I knew what he was saying the whole way. I believe an offensive line can be the strength of a team. Cash it. Cash it, Lakin Tomlinson. Do you cash it?
Of his actual
y'all cash
quote?
It? Yes.
Cash it.
All right, so we all cash Lakin Tomlinson's brilliant take.
It helps to still have good skill
teams
players.
Teams can win football games. Thank you, Lakin.
I thought he said our offensive line. That's my bad. Cash or trash, the state of Texas collectively has the best teams in sports, Corey. I mean, football, no, right?
Well, we did the study of like who could, or we did the conversation, two weeks ago out at Cactus Jack about which team could Tiger Slam. Or which city could Tigers land?
Yeah,
we had Houston towards the top of the list.
Yeah, Philadelphia was high. Uh-huh. Remember Philadelphia being up there?
LA was up there, obviously.
Look at that 16.
Detroit, not so much. Yeah, I mean, Texas would be up there. California, who would be California's best chance in basketball? The Warriors, Lakers, Clippers?
Okay, you got three pretty good chances.
The Kings.
Their best football chance would be the Rams or Niners.
Yeah. Huh.
Chargers are a playoff team, too.
So Dodgers, obviously. Astros have scoreboard on the Dodgers recently. Yeah, I think I'm going to cash that, Corey.
I think
I'm going to cash it. I'm going to be a hammer and cash it.
Yeah, I'm going to trash. California, I think. I mean, they have the advantage because they have so many more teams, but I think they've got the better teams overall.
Oh, Brian.
I know. I don't like to say it, but...
dirty.
I mean, just look for how many teams they had, and almost all of them are at least pretty good. Two actually playoff teams or contenders or recent World Series champions.
Dodgers got swept by the Astros.
I know, but only really the Angels are kind of bums in their sports.
The Raiders aren't in L.A. anymore. They're in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say the Kings are kind of bums, but they made the playoffs, 2 years ago? Okay, Athletics. Okay, two teams are bums.
Sacramento
Athletics. But, I mean, the A's are about to move to Vegas in a couple years anyway.
Yeah,
so.
You can't get that, though. That's a reach.
I'm just saying.
Cash, the chicharrones are considered chips.
I've used it as a chip.
Yeah, I don't know if you can consider that a chip.
I've used this one, though.
You can find it in the same aisle.
What are they?
Chicharrones or pork rinds.
Ugh.
You like pork rinds?
No, my dad loved them.
They're great with ketchup.
Ugh.
There's some Tex-Mex places I go to that'll serve those as the chip for like a guacamole.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I like chicharrones. They're pretty good. They're high in fat, no carbs though.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in the keto diet.
I think I'd cash
like
it.
Chicharrones.
I think I have to because I've used it as a chip.
I like crackling. Yeah, but using something as a chip doesn't make it a chip. Like a lot of health conscious people use cucumbers as chips, or they'll bake like zucchini and then use as chips.
Fair.
Yeah, or like banana chips or stuff like that.
Yeah, they're like hardened a vegetable and like, here you go, it's a chip.
What makes a chip then?
I mean, you know it when you see it. I think...
I mean, crispy, salty.
I mean, that's a chicharrón. I mean...
I would argue that it needs to be like potato or tortilla.
I was going to say, because they're not all potato, but if you go tortilla and potato, I think you pretty much cover your bases.
I don't think it has to be potato or tortilla. I'm going to catch this. I think chicharrón is a chip.
Yeah, it's hard to find a definition of this because, like, a small piece of something removed in the course of chopping, cutting, or breaking a hard material, such as wood or stone. Like,
I think you're
talking
about
like a chip of the old block.
I think it has to be crispy, and it has to be the smaller piece of something bigger. But I don't think it has to be.
So, would Cheetos be a chip?
Yes.
Is that. I guess that's crispy.
Yeah.
Crispy, crunchy, yeah.
A very thin slice or small piece of food. Okay, I forgot about chocolate chips. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but that to me, that's weird because I don't consider. I mean, that's just a name. I don't think that's like a chip.
Certainly not a potato chip. Right? Certainly not a tortilla chip.
Yeah, it's just a chip of chocolate instead of saying a piece of chocolate. But
Google AI says yes. Yes, they can be considered a type of chip. They're a popular crunchy snack enjoyed in many cultures. In some regions, like Mexico.
And I'm Mexica.
Okay. I mean, Google AI says you're right. Google AI stinks, though. They're the worst AI that's out there. But they back you up here, Brian. Cash or trash, apple is the superior fruit.
Trash that.
Yeah, I could think of 10 fruits.
Trash.
Apples.
Apples are okay, but no.
Unanimous.
Cherries, strawberries,
bananas,
blueberries,
blackberries,
blueberries, watermelon,
pineapple, mango,
cantaloupe. Pineapple's awesome.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Tomato's better than apple. I think avocado's a fruit.
It is.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
It is a fruit.
What is the determination of my
seed within inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has seeds inside as makes it a fruit.
Branham Kid always explains this to me. Cash or trash? Tigers in the World Series.
Trash.
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 That would mean the Astros are out.
Brian?
No, trash. That was my trash.
Brian,
yeah,
I'm salty
it.
About his trash take on a chip. That's your opinion, man. Cash or trash? Sun chips are better than original Lay's. Way too greasy.
Trash that. I don't like Sun chips.
Trash.
I mean, I can eat them if there's nothing else there, but I don't care for them.
Yeah, I trash that.
Trash.
I might actually choose Sun chips over original Lay's.
Really?
Yeah, I do agree with the take of the texture. It's so greasy. I don't prefer it. That's not a pro Sun chip endorsement. I just really do not like original Lay's.
Original Lay's are fine.
Yeah, I think you said it. They're fine. I just don't prefer them. I would never go out of my way to buy them.
I mean, it's.
I can't remember the last time I went to the store, like the grocery store, or convenience store, anything like that, and bought original Lay's. It's never my first, second, third, fourth, fifth choice.
Texture says chicharrones is a chip made out of bacon. Are championships considered a chip? For some people. Some people are not cool. Yeah. Branham wanted his tomato as a fruit comment to trigger someone, and it didn't. Yeah, I was trying to get a reaction. Trigger is too strong of a word, but I was trying to get some argument there.
I mean, it's factually a fruit.
You were right, Texter. I was trying to get somebody to respond to that, and it didn't. No,
just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
I didn't care who it was. I don't discriminate. Louisiana hot sauce spread on them is pretty good on chicharrones. I do like Louisiana hot sauce. Louisiana hot sauce is always in Branham fridge. Cash or trash, Paul Skeens can win the Cy Young with a losing record.
Easy boy.
I don't think so.
I think he could. I just don't think he. I think they're so bad offensively that it's hard to make an argument because his numbers are great. I mean, you look at how putrid their offense has been over the last 10 games he's pitched. I just don't think he'll win it.
Yeah, I don't think. There's been one Cy Young to have a losing record in the history of the game.
DeGrom?
Nope.
Nolan? He was DeGrom was 11.
Nolan never won a Cy Young, Brian.
He, I know. I said I knew it as soon as I said it.
DeGrom was 11-11 the year he won it, I think.
I don't know.
Do you know who the answer is?
I do. I Googled it.
Well, are you going to tell us?
I was wondering if y'all wanted to guess. Play a little guessing game, Brian, like what you do in sports radio.
Tom Seaver.
DeGrom was 10-9 when he won his first one, 11-8 when he won his second one. That's a low amount of wins to win Cy Young at 10. Nope.
Dwight Gooden?
Nope. You aren't thinking
of Eric Gagne?
Eric Gagne.
Yeah.
Oh,
it just came to me.
It's a bit of a trick question.
Relief pitcher.
It's a bit of a trick question. Eric Gagne won his Cy Young. He was 2-3.
That's a trick.
It's a trick question. Yeah. You want to guess how many saves he had that year?
52.
Did you know that Eric Gagne was a top 10 Cy Young guy 3 years in a row?
I did not.
And he was top 7, actually, 3 years in a row. He was top 5 back-to-back years.
Wasn't he considered to be the roid guy?
I don't remember that.
I think he did get busted for something. Yeah, I think he got busted. I don't remember what it was.
He might have been on the list. Or
52 was his fourth place Cy Young year.
Nailed it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, fourth place. Okay.
He didn't even lead the league that year with 52 saves. The year that he won the Cy Young, he had 55 saves.
Wow.
55.
Man.
Appeared in 77.
What's Hader got right now? 26?
Is it that high now?
Something like that?
I don't know how many he's got.
I think he's north of 25.
He's not coming close to 50. He's at 25.
He's at 25? Okay.
He's on the equator with 25, not north of it.
God. That's not as bad as some of your other jokes today. But
do you consider goldfish a chip or a cracker?
Cracker.
Cracker.
You know, no doubt.
I think it says crackers on the package.
Yeah, doesn't it say goldfish crackers?
I think
cracker?
It says goldfish crackers.
Where do you stand on goldfish? You like goldfish?
I'm not a fan.
They're fine.
Kids love them. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I like them from time to time. Cash or trash tiger sauce.
What is tiger sauce?
I've never heard of it.
Is it a combination of two other condiments?
Oh, it's a hot sauce. It's a hot sauce. I've never tried tiger sauce, so I'm not. I can't answer.
If it's a hot sauce, you know me, I'm out because I'm boring.
Chicken chicharrones. I've never had chicken chicharrones. Keith from LA, don't forget to say that Eric Gagne was a loser, Los Angeles Dodger. My bad. He was a loser, Los Angeles Dodger. That's my bad,
Thanks Key. For stopping in today, Key.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. NFL starting their countdown to the top 100 players in the NFL. How many Texans do you expect on the top 100 players of the NFL? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9, HD2.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.